Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, I wrote about the Pitt Panthers today. Year 5 of the Pat Narduzzi regime. I thought, I think we may disagree on this, that they took a small step forward last year by winning the Coastal Division, but I think we can all agree that it's a big year for Narduzzi. But Ron, not for me in the idea that he could be fired. He signed through 2024, quote, at least, according to the release Pitt put out after they signed him to that extension. I cannot see them firing Pat Narduzzi if he goes, like, I don't know, 5-7 or 6-6. Can you?
Oh, man. 5-7, Joe, in year 5. No, I don't think it's going to happen either. And I like to think they'll be somehow better than 5-7. But they're not getting any love nationally at all. The AP Top 25 came out the other day. 47 teams, at top 25 and then 17 teams getting votes. West Virginia got 3 votes. Pitt has 0. 47 teams in all, they don't get one vote in the top 25 poll. Penn State is 15.
Why would they, though?
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of the teams in the top 47, go back and look at them. I don't have. Why would West Virginia get 3? New coach, new quarterback down there.
Now, well, their new quarterback was at Oklahoma and played behind Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray for all we know.
Well, that doesn't mean he can play, though.
No, but people may project more than they would for Kenny Pickett.
My point is, just about everybody seems to get a vote. The over-under on wins total by the wise guys for Pitt is 6. You have them winning 6 on the nose, and then you have them going to a bowl. Narduzzi's never won a bowl. I think one thing that helps him here is, you know, Pitt is so desperate for continuity. You know, they got rid of Wanstead justifiably, in my opinion. Then who was it? Haygood? Haywood.
No,
Haywood.
Lost track a long time ago,
I think
ago,
it was
Ron.
Haywood, and then it was
Graham.
Christ.
No, then it was Graham.
It was Graham and then Christ, or Christ
yes,
then Graham?
Graham and then Christ.
You know, and they just –
in a bunch of interims.
They change coaches like people change socks, and I think that helps him stay a little bit. But year 5, and the schedule eases compared to what it was last year. Notre Dame isn't on it. They get Central Florida again at home. Central Florida has a new quarterback. They had that guy last year, I forget his name, that just set all kind of records. Pitt only has to play 3 top 25 teams in the preseason. Now, things change. These teams may not be good, as good, or others may be better that they play. But they have to play Penn State 15, Central Florida 17, and Syracuse 22. He goes 5-7 against on that schedule. I don't know, man. And I think the first game is real big, Virginia. Normally you play a cupcake the first game to try to get things going. They're not doing it. They're part of the debut of the ACC network, and they want a real game between two real teams. You beat Virginia, that's a great way to start the season, playing a game like that. You lose that game, then all of a sudden you win the next one, and then maybe you have to go to Penn State, and they're already 2 touchdown underdogs there. You start 1-2, not good. It could be a long year. I want to see
with ramifications or without. I think it would take a complete disaster for them
probably
to fire Narduzzi.
And you know, it's hard to tell. And you know, in case the wrong guys get hurt, they've already lost their best defensive player, Weaver, the defensive lineman, which really hurts them. I think so.
That's the other thing. Yeah.
You know, you got to let it play out and see what happens. But I don't think that his job will be in jeopardy. But year 5, man, you like to think better. And I can't say that last year was a good year despite the Coastal Division. Yeah, that was great. But I can't say any year is a good year when you finish with a 500 record, and they did at 7-7.
Yeah, I thought they took a step forward because of what they did in conference. Like I said, if you had told me before the year they're going to go 6-2 in the ACC and win the Coastal, I think under any circumstances that that's a step forward. Now, the out-of-conference was a disaster.
They could have won at Notre Dame. They were in that game until the very end. I mean, all the way they could have won that game. Obviously, the one that hurts the most is Penn State beating you 51-6 at home. I mean, that's just awful.
And getting blown out at UCF.
And the Miami game at the end where they just mailed it in. I mean, they lost 24-3 and just looked awful. You get blown out by Clemson, and, you know, everybody gets blown out by Clemson. And then the bowl game, I have a hard time getting upset about bowl games because there's so many of them, but they didn't beat Stanford.
They haven't won a bowl game, I don't think, since 2013. Now, there are some things to like.
They haven't won one under Narduzzi. They're 0-3.
There are some things to like, Ron. I think the defensive backfield, for one, has a chance to be the kind of secondary that Narduzzi has wanted to build here. I think the defense overall has a chance to be good.
Although Weaver
was probably their best player.
Weaver's injury hurts them, no doubt.
The main reason that they started to roll a little bit last year is because they had an outstanding offensive line, and then they had Hall and Olsen, and they had a legitimately devastating running game for a while, and then they lost in the Wake Forest game. They lost their center, Jimmy Morrissey.
And he's the only guy back, right?
Yeah, and then I don't know about that. Is he the only guy back?
I think he's there, the one returning starter.
And after that, they couldn't get anything done on the ground or pass, and that's the big question to me is Mark Whipple. What he can do as an offensive coordinator, what he can do with Kenny Pickett.
Yep. I mean, he's got a reputation of being really good with quarterbacks, really good with the passing game. I thought Pickett, I was so excited for him after the Miami game 2 years ago, his one real game where he just dominated. And
yeah.
I don't think he had a very good year last year. I bought into the hype, and I don't think he had a very good year, and culminating with only throwing 8 yards against Clemson. That's hard to do in today's passing game, and I fully appreciate how terrific Clemson is.
No, it's embarrassing for Pitt to throw for 8 yards in the ACC
for anybody.
Title game. Penn State, West Virginia, the story's the same, really, to me.
New quarterbacks. Yep. Penn State, 15, they have a real tough schedule. They got to play Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Iowa, all in the top 20. And the only one at home of those games is Michigan. Their over-under is 8.5. I don't know that they're going to get over it. I'd probably say under.
Well, their schedule gets tough, Ron. It starts out with the triumvirate of Idaho, Buffalo, and Pitt.
Well, you're not going to write off Buffalo, are you?
Hell no. That's game two. Idaho and Buffalo are their first two games. What's the spread on the Pitt game right now, last you saw?
Last I saw was 14.5.
So much of this rests on the quarterback to me, doesn't it, for you? I think they have some potentially decent weapons at receiver.
Are you talking Pitt or Penn
State now?
I don't know,
man. I'm talking Pitt. I can't see them winning more than 7 games, including a bowl game.
Who's the running backs going to be?
Anthony Davis would be one.
I mean, they got a lot of question marks. There's no doubt. I would have been with you thinking the defense had a chance to be a lot much improved, but the Weaver injury factors into that for me.
It feels like the opener is gigantic for
There's
them.
There's no
to
doubt.
Set some kind
They're,
of tone
you don't
on the
play,
season.
You just said Penn State's playing Idaho and Buffalo before they play Pitt. They should come in rolling 2-0, whatever problems they have. They should have a chance to iron them out. Pitt isn't going to get that luxury by playing Virginia.
I actually like
and
that.
And I don't think Virginia's Clemson by any stretch, but
They're not even ranked.
They're much higher considered. They got 44 votes in the preseason poll. They're 32 in the AP poll.
It's a great chance at home, at night, in what, 8 days, to get your season off to a big start. Then you play Ohio in week two, so you'd have a chance to go 2-0 into Penn State with a little bit of momentum.
Right.
All right, Ron. Let's talk about this Justin Verlander thing. Coming up, how he apparently has a major beef with a reporter from his old days in Detroit to the point where he had the guy wait in the hallway. They wouldn't let him in the clubhouse. Let's talk about that next on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.